We're doing Tehillim chapter 8, and chapter 8 focuses on the excitement. Sometimes in life it's a question of being excited, and we sometimes can enter a lull. And so David says, "Lamnatzecha l'gitit mizmole David." This song was for an instrument called the gitit that David composed. Adonai Adoneinu ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Hashem, our master, how awesome is your name throughout the land. Asher tenah odcha al ha'shamayim. That really logic would have dictated that your glory should be on heaven. Then the concept that we have any connection to God is beyond what we can perceive. We take it for granted, but if you think about it, it's beyond us. How could there be any connection between us? Really, God's glory should have been on the heavens, not on humans that keep changing and they're on such a low level. And nonetheless, mipi olelim yonekim yisadta oz, you gave the foundation of strength in the hands of the babies, those that nurse. Leman sorerecha, they're the ones that stand up against your enemies, so to speak. We say that the purity of Israel is the Torah of the children learning. The Torah of the children learning is more powerful than all the Torah that we could learn, because they never tasted sin. And so that's why we say we don't stop their learning for anything. Even the building of the Beit HaMikdash, they keep learning. Mipi olelim liyonekim yisatoz, the foundation of strength, the foundation of the strength of the Torah of the Jewish people is the children that are innocent. They're the ones that could cease the enemy and those that want to take revenge. David the Melech says, you are so awesome. The idea that you connect us and that you connect with the innocent little babies. When I look at the heavens, the handiwork of your fingers, the moon, the stars that you established, I think to myself, what is a human that you should remember him? I look at the galaxies, I say, oh, what are we? We're like a speck of dust in all of that. And yet you connect us. And not only do you connect us, you make sure to give us a moon and stars and all those galaxies. Everything around has some kind of purpose in the world. We don't even know it. And you focus on us. Uven adam ketif kedenu. Why do you even take note of me? And v'tchasru mat me'elokim. You gave him this great capacity that he is only a little bit short of the godly beings. V'chavod v'adal t'atreu. You gave him such honor and glory. You gave us control over your handiwork. You gave everything under us. Be it the sheep, be it the cattle, the gamba motzadai, the cattle of the field, be it the birds, be it the fish, we can traverse the rivers. Look at everything you gave us. You allowed us to master all of nature, all of earth. And why? What are we? And you connect us. You're willing to hear us. How awesome is your name, Adonai Adoneinu, ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Notice that David began the psalm with Hashem our master, and he concludes Hashem our master. And David points out in the middle, sometimes we think we're masters. We control nature. We control the birds. We control the animals. Look at all my plantation. Look at my farm. Look at everything I control. David begins and concludes the chapter with Hashem is the master, Hashem Adoneinu. And he reminds us that it is a gift that Hashem gave us that we can master the world. It is really all Hashem's handiwork, but he gives us the capacity to master that handiwork. And so David points it out in the beginning and the end of the chapter, and he says, Ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Notice that that is the identical verse to the beginning verse. How great is your name in the land? We live in a land where we think our name is great. Look at how great we are. Look at what we do. And David begins and concludes the chapter with a reminder that no, look at how great Hashem's name is throughout the land.